This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
14 teams? My goodness, the SEC is a basketball conference. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Happy Monday. It was a busy weekend, Mike, of weather. I came in today and Mike said, how was your weekend? And I'm a little grouchy because, you know, when you have to cut trees down that have fallen in your yard.
Right.
I'm like, and to your point last week, I think you did some yard work. Like, my back is still bothering me. And I'm like, but had a couple of trees that came down, Mike. And I got to tell this story, man, because as we start the show today, I know a lot of people were affected by the weather over the weekend. We are going to talk plenty about March Madness, guys, and the start of the tournament. Georgia is in. The SEC dominates the selection committee. And we're going to talk all about it throughout the course of the day. Also, the latest on the Falcons as we continue to count down to the draft now and what's going to happen after this free agent period last week certainly played out, and Kirk Cousins is still on the team as we told you he would be. But, yeah, I got to give some credit out to WSB as we were following the weather. I don't know what channel you guys watch or whatever, so we're watching the weather. We're down in the basement because of the storms that are coming, right? And it's sort of like, Mike, you know, it's like watching a game, the pregame shows all day.
Right.
You're just sitting there and you're watching, you know, and it's in Alabama and it's coming. And you need to prepare, and it's coming. And in case there's a tornado, it's coming. And you're like, I know, it's coming. When is it going to get here? So you're sitting and just waiting and waiting. And then finally, right, and not in a good way, but just I'm ready to get through this. And it hits the Georgia line, and all this stuff is, you know, hitting. And they're like, oh, there's tornado spin-ups here and there. So we're watching WSB. I'm watching Brad on SB. And finally, we get to a point where he says there is a spin-up in the corner down south, and it's moving towards our way, moving up north. And he's like, it'll be up way, you know, Kennesaw. And
that
and,
was the Paulding County one.
Correct.
That's the one I saw.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's coming up, a Roswell area. And we're like, oh. So now, you know, all night I've been so like, this isn't going to be anything. And then all of a sudden he's like, and it's going to be to you if you're on Shalaford Road. You need to get to your safe space. So now we're in the basement.
Oh,
and
crap.
Michelle's like, let's get under the mattress because we have an extra mattress down there. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. Let's go. So we ring up the dogs. Frankie, Louie, let's go. Mm-hmm. We grab the dogs. We got them on a leash. And now all of a sudden, I feel like we're about to go through a tornado because this thing is on the ground, or at least that's what he's saying.
Right.
So now we got to leave the TV. We still have power. And we get underneath the mattress and everything. And, you know, I'm trying to, like, sneak back in and, like, okay, is this thing really coming this way? Is it really coming? And then as soon as I walk, try to walk back in to see Mike,
oh, man.
Sirens go off. You guys ever heard those sirens?
Yes, I have.
So when we first moved here, they test them every year. And we were like, yeah, come on, tornadoes. First time we've ever heard those sirens during a live storm. And we were like, it was like, this thing is coming. This thing is close. So get underneath the mattress. And Mike, all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, I got a flashlight. Yeah. Now I've got my checklist. All right, I got everything just in case. You know, I don't know, this could be catastrophic. And then I look over, and there's a lamp that my wife has, like, under the mattress so we can see each other and see what's going on. And what's connected to this little light? a whistle. And I said, is that a whistle? And she says, yes, that's a whistle in case we get trapped.
Well, and I'm like, when the rescuers come to find you, you blow the whistle.
Who the hell is thinking about a whistle? She's so oriented as far as detail oriented. Right. I could not believe that she had a whistle on this lamp. And I'm like, you've got a whistle on this lamp in case we get trapped. Yes, that's the only way somebody's going to hear us. Mike, I'm like thinking about this. All of a sudden, I go back in. I'm like, okay, where's this thing at? And literally as I walk back in, Brad's like, all right, your warning is gone. And it's over. And nothing happened. And I'm not saying that it would not have, and you still need to be safe. But you talk about getting amped up. And then during that whole, we're hearing trees come down. Because the wind at that point is like 85, 90 miles per hour. So we're hearing trees, but we don't know if they're on the house. We don't know what's going on. So to your point, how was the weekend? So when all this passes, I go outside and there's two big-ass pines that are down in the neighbor's yard and our yard. And I'm like, oh, and they're on the fence. And I'm like, so I had to cut them down.
Yeah.
I had to cut them up.
So were you doing the Paul Bunyan? Do you hire a dude?
No, I did it.
All right, man. Look at you.
I did it.
Yeah. Now, we had, same thing. The storm was down in, like, western, it was over, like, west of I guess, by the way, the Kia plant is down that way. And it was coming up the 85 corridor. Same thing. So we had a different version of what you had. And then it kind of dissipated. But I took down some trees on Tuesday, chopped down about 10 big Georgia pines.
You were happy, weren't you?
But the thing is, it does create, and this is something the arborist, and for you guys who get houses, arborist is an expensive word for tree guy. And the arborist says, you know, you worry sometimes about the aerodynamic patterns because now trees, they clump together, they kind of
stay,
you know, steady, and they're
right.
You know, a group of five is stronger than one sitting by itself. So I'm watching, and this is the same thing, around midnight, and it's whipping up, and I'm out there, and one of my pine trees is literally bending like a hula girl, like one of those things you put on your dashboard.
Because they literally go 20 feet one way or the other.
I've never been more aware of pines than getting ready to buy a house. And my realtor, every backyard we go to, you got this many pines in your backyard.
Oh.
Never been as aware of pine trees as I am right now.
But no, we had, similar, but nothing really happened other than just some branches in our neighborhood, knock wood, but we know the folks up in Paulding, we were just up in Hiram the other day on Wednesday. A lot of folks up there had some serious damage.
They did.
Up by the high school and all, so hope you made it through. But yeah, as Carl said, it's just scary, especially when they're tracking it right at your house.
That's
when you wig.
Well, yeah. and again, simultaneously when he says, get to your safe space, and the sirens go off, and you're like, whoa, who did that? Like, who triggered that button? So, point is, be aware, man. Mm. We know the spring, we get crazy weather. You know, it just, you never know in Georgia. But bottom line is, if you are one of these people who, and I know there are a lot of you out there listening, you don't take this stuff seriously. You sit on the couch, oh, it's just another storm. And you don't, especially at night, Mike, when you can't see and what's coming. And it's just, so take that stuff serious, man. But I will tell you, it was an adventure. No sleep. Zero sleep Saturday. Because, you know, by the time this thing settled down and everything stopped blowing, you know, and it was still raining out. It was 3 a.m., you know?
Well, that's just it. I'm watching, and for selfish reasons, I'm watching the Australian Grand Prix. Great race. Heard Randy talking about it. And I was just hoping the weather was going to crap out the race on DirecTV.
Lose the power.
So I got to watch the race. But I'm cutting back and forth. David Chanley on Fox and then our buddy Dave and all that. But yeah, the thing is, when we bought the house, the deal was, you know, it was a trade-off. We got a pool, but there's no basement. So I got no man cave. I got a man loft. So we're on a slab. It's a four-bedroom house. But, you know, for me and Becky, it's all we need. But you really do want the basement at times like that. So what's the safe area under our stairwell, and so Becky gets all the towels and junk out. So we literally, Carl, we got the football helmets under the stairwell in the case that if you hear that's where you're going to go. They tell you to get in the middle, the most middle place with the most coverage in your house, and that's it for us.
In Texas, we didn't have basements.
Right.
The most homes don't, and so that's, you go to the middle of your house,
right.
And you know, we've rode out hurricanes and all kind of stuff there. Not direct hits, but still the aftermath.
Right.
So anyways, man, that storm coverage for us today at 92.9 The Game. And I hope you guys are safe. Hope you didn't have too much damage, but I know there are a lot of trees down. I'll tell you what was absolutely incredible over the weekend. And it was Sunday's selection show and hearing SEC after SEC team get selected to the tournament. And I will say this, guys. There was a time, and Mike and I mentioned this yesterday or last week, it was Kentucky and everybody else. Kentucky was a given. You might get another team or two in, maybe three SEC teams, and you were lucky to get those guys in the tournament. But when I say Kentucky and everybody else, they were really the only team that had a chance to win a national championship. That is not the case now. And you've got multiple teams in this tournament representing the SEC, including Georgia, who have a chance to make a run. Now, I don't know if Georgia is championship caliber, but I think Mike White has to make a run for us to feel a lot better about this season. I know making the tournament, you know, feels good, and yeah, all right, you made the tournament. That shouldn't be the end game, though. And I'll say this, Florida is really good. Really good.
Everybody's Alabama, on the selection show, everybody on ESPN was all over Florida.
Because they can do it in many different ways. They can beat you in so many different ways. Alabama is really good. I know everybody's talking about Auburn and they're a one seed. We're going to talk plenty about it.
But two number ones and two number twos, for what was considered a football conference.
Huge.
And in the old days, you're right, maybe Tennessee would be good back in the day. Buzz Peterson before, you know, you take a different coach to go all the way back.
Every now and then.
But it was generally Kentucky the one year that Frank Martin made the run with South Carolina. Obviously, Billy D had his stuff to get Billy Donovan with Florida. But yeah, it's just a testament to how good this this conference is. I guess the only story was it's not really people complaining who got screwed, maybe West Virginia, but people saying North Carolina got preferential treatment because they were 1-12 versus quad one, the best competition. And a lot of folks say, look, that's a brand that's too big to fail, and it's almost like they're doing the ACC a favor. But now I think it's perfect. If you feel they're that challenged, then put them in the 11 play-in, which is where they put them.
The play-in is where they belong. I think North Carolina, and again, this was the game that decided that when you talk about who was going to win the Memphis.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
UAB game. Memphis was going to get in. This is how the committee said they saw it. Memphis, win or lose, is getting in. But if Memphis wins, right, that creates potentially another spot. Because if UAB beats Memphis, who was a higher seed, and Memphis is in, then UAB gets in being the conference champion. And now North Carolina's they're not let in. That didn't happen. So now you had that extra spot, Mike, and you, to your point, last one's in is North Carolina. I don't have an issue with it, but I know a lot of people do.
And we said this, you know, I was afraid Georgia might get stuck in that because they lost the first round to Ole Miss, but no, they didn't. So that's good news for Georgia. But the thing is, Georgia gets Gonzaga, and that's a really tough draw for the Dogs, but we'll see. I mean, if Mike White, he said they deserve to be there, well, hopefully they'll get some clutch. We can talk about St. John's, and I thought, you know, that's one of those. I got them in Houston going to my final, to my championship. And again, everybody, no one gives a crap about your bracket, but everybody does multiples, have some fun with it. Have you done your bracket yet?
I have done my bracket. I did one. I'll do two more before I decide to which one I'm going to turn in here over the next 24 to 48 hours. But yeah, and look, I'm on St. John's too. They're very good. I know a lot of people may or may not have watched them this season. Rick Pitino, Mike, you've been talking about that show. He's done a terrific job. I like Georgia, by the way, in this game. Now, I don't think they're going to get blown out, but Mike, I know everybody's caught up with the brand names, and Gonzaga's been doing this for so long, and they've been so good, and Mark Few, and everybody. It's just automatic that you think Gonzaga in this situation. Guys, where they're seated, 8-9, they're not that much better than where they're seated. I'm just saying, this isn't a number one overall seed Gonzaga team. So Georgia has a shot to do something and shock a lot of people here, and the only shock will come with it being Gonzaga. It's not that this is... This isn't the Gonzaga team from a few years ago that was supposed to win it all. 404-726-0929.